USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The homes of two prominent lawmakers have been vandalized over the recent rejection of a $2,000 stimulus payment. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has more.
Pelosi's San Francisco home covered in graffiti yesterday morning. Someone spray painting "Cancel Rent" and "We Want Everything" on her garage door. A severed pig's head also found at the scene. A neighbor talks to local TV station KPIX5.
I don't think that this is a useful way to go about it, and it's a terrible start to this new year when we're hoping for less anger and hatred than we've had to deal with for the last year.
Pelosi in D.C. at the time, no one claiming responsibility. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's Kentucky home was also vandalized, with graffiti scrawled on the outside of the home. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm about a third of the way through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, for the first time ever, Energized Health is offering a buy one, get one free special. Take advantage of this life-changing opportunity for you and someone you love. Buy one, get one free. Call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Or go to EnergizedHealth.com. Two for one. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
A group of Republican senators say they will challenge the results of the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on January 6th to certify that vote. Senator Ted Cruz announced Saturday that he would lead the challenging bloc. The group is calling for a commission to run a 10-day audit of the results in disputed states. Congressman Tim Ryan calls the move cynical. The Ohio Democrat tells Fox News that while the group may have the right to object, he believes their efforts will ultimately fail.
I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, and cynical, quite frankly. I mean, I think a lot of the members in there are talking about running for president in 2024. They don't want to cross President Trump in any way. And so they're trying to appease the base of supporters that continue to want to try to overturn the election. And, you know, there's really nothing we can do about it. They have that right. They're going to exercise that right. And then it's going to go to a vote in the House and the Senate. And both Republicans and Democrats will reject this.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Disney legend has passed away. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has the story.
The man known as Mr. Disneyland, Ron Dominguez, passing away New Year's Day. Dominguez's family lived on the land Walt Disney bought in 1954 to build a theme park. Dominguez was hired as a ticket taker the following year at the age of 20, before the park opened. From that summer job, he rose through the ranks to eventually become, in 1990, Executive Vice President, Walt Disney Attractions West Coast. He retired 4 years later after 39 years with the company. He was named a Disney legend in 2000. Dominguez was 85. The Disneyland Alumni Club says he's survived by his wife of over 40 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
The Coast Guard has suspended its search for a boat heading to Florida with 20 people aboard. Authorities say the vessel left the Bahamas on Monday and was planning to make the about 50-mile journey to Lake Worth, Florida. After receiving reports that the boat never arrived, the Coast Guard searched for the missing boat for 3 days before suspending the search. The Coast Guard says the search could resume if new information on the boat's whereabouts is received. And talk show host Larry King has been hospitalized with COVID-19. The legendary television personality was hospitalized on Saturday in Los Angeles. The 87-year-old is reportedly in isolation, though there is no word yet on his current condition. King has dealt with a number of severe health issues in recent years, suffering a stroke and undergoing an angioplasty in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.